Track 45.
All right, so that brings us to Rachel Ratcliffe. You flagged her as a high flyer. She's certainly very committed to her work.
Absolutely. Rachel is doing a terrific job for us. She's an excellent team player and she really enjoys taking initiative. The problem is that she's ambitious and we don't have any ways to satisfy her ambition for the moment. We plan to make her a department manager in a couple of years' time, but there are no openings right now. She's obviously had other offers, perhaps from a headhunter, and she's thinking about resigning.
It would be a shame to lose her. Solutions?
Well, we could offer her a 2-year assignment in Germany. I know there's a vacancy over there for someone with her profile, and she'd certainly be able to make a valuable contribution. But I don't know whether she'd agree. She has a fiancé, so it may be difficult. Another possibility would be to send her on an MBA course and start preparing her for senior management.
You really think she's that good? Potential MBA? Well, let me think about that one. I'll come back to you in a couple of days.
Okay.
By the way, how is young Paul Stevens getting on? I believe he had a problem with his manager?
Yes, that's right. He was working to very strict deadlines and just needed a break. I'm working closely with him now and everything's fine. He's back on the high flyers list. He has strong negotiating skills and I think he'll be an excellent engineer.
Good. Okay then. Let's move on to Michael Deagle. He's a new hire too, isn't he?
Yes. Michael's been with us almost a year now, and we've marked him as a concern because he's not really delivering the goods. He arrived with a fantastic resume, lots of skills and some good experience, but he's consistently underperformed. He just isn't able to manage the workload.
Any idea why?
Well, I'm not too sure. Some people in the department feel that it's a problem of motivation. He doesn't like Seattle, and he wants to move east. But others of us feel that perhaps he just doesn't have the strengths that his resume claimed. At the moment, he seems to have more weaknesses than strengths.
So what do we do? Give him an official warning? Tell him we'll fire him if he doesn't deliver?
Maybe, but we've already invested too much time and money to just dismiss him. How about offering him an easier position in Chicago? Something that won't be so difficult. If he realises that the job here in Seattle is too much for him, perhaps he'd be more motivated to perform at his real level. Moving to Chicago would be a good way to save face.
Yes, that's not a bad idea. Could you liaise with his manager and see what's available in Chicago or Boston, then come back to me?
Okay.
Good. Now then. We come to our old friend Shane Garney, Mr. Wannabe himself. Is he still on the high flyers list?
Not really. He's more of a concern now. He certainly has the skills, but he's getting greedy. We gave him a big raise 6 months ago when he was promoted, but now he says it's not enough. He says he's had a much better offer from the competition.
Well, I think it's time we had a serious talk with Mr. Garney. He needs to understand that, although we appreciate ambition, our corporate policy is to reward achievement, not potential.
The problem is, of course, that he's very well connected. You remember that his father's a senator. Wouldn't it be easier to give Shane a small raise to keep him happy?
Yes, I'm fully aware of that. And I'm aware that government contracts are very important to this company. But if Shane is only interested in money, he should join his father in Washington. The answer is no. If he thinks he can get a better deal somewhere else, then fine, he can resign. We have a lot of good people like Rachel Ratcliffe who would be happy to take his place.